This week, Seattle said goodbye to Chai and Bamboo, the two Asian elephants at the Woodland Park Zoo. They were boarded onto a crate-like truck. They're on their way to the Oklahoma City Zoo now. Elephants are just one of the popular zoo animals that some advocates believe should not be in captivity. So why have zoos? Mike Keel has worked at the Oregon Zoo for 40 years. He retired 2 years ago, and he explains that he sees zoos today as being a place for conservation that would otherwise be absent.
Some of the research that's been done in zoos with wild animals probably wouldn't have been possible in the field. So we have a different environment to actually study animals. And also, we've learned an awful lot about animal welfare. And so I look at a lot of these zoos as really sanctuaries in a way, providing great animal welfare, not only providing it, but also studying it and figuring out what else can we do better that will enhance an animal's life. And then finally, I think zoos provide a unique place for families to have some recreation and some fun. And I look at it as the 180 million people that went through zoos last year, that's 180 million opportunities for zoos to turn people coming to a zoo for recreation and turning them into more conservation-minded people who want to take action about their environment.
To your point about conservation, animals like the humpback whale have found support from people, and they've never been in zoos. Why do we need zoos to be a place to promote conservation?
Well, something like 1 in 7 animals in zoos are endangered or threatened in the wild, and some of them we can work with, some of them we can't. We've made a big difference in Oregon spotted butterfly here in the Northwest, and I believe Woodland Park Zoo helped us on that. Zoos have helped with snapping turtles. California condors is another great example, going from under 30 animals to over 300 today, and that's largely through efforts of zoos. U.S. Fish and Wildlife recognize zoos as a place that knows how to manage animals and provide environments where they can thrive so that we can reproduce them and then reintroduce them into the wild.
What about the moral argument against zoos? There are some people who don't eat animals out of a moral argument. Others might say it's wrong for us to put animals in captivity for our own entertainment. It's just morally wrong.
I think I would say 180 million visits to zoos is a stronger voice for people wanting to be connected to animals and seeing a different side of that. I think the moral dilemma for me is people who don't want zoos, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. So thinking that they should all be back in the wild, well, there is no wild anymore. And we have to manage what we've got to learn more about them so we don't lose more of them. And we will end up losing more. But hopefully it won't be because we don't care about them and we're not going to study them anymore. We're not going to contribute to them anymore. I think that animals in zoos remind us how important that these wild animals are, that how important nature is, not just to the animals but to ourselves.
Is there any areas where zoos could be doing a better job so that they're a positive place for the animals and for the guests?
Yes. And for me to actually say what those changes might be is a little difficult, but I say yes because I've been involved with zoos for 40 years. I know what they were like 40 years ago and 30 years ago. I've seen this evolution of change, and it's not that we're trying to get somewhere. It's a continual improvement process. So I'm guessing, I'm almost positive of it, that 30 years from now, 10 years from now, we're going to see different zoos than what they are today. They're going to continue to improve. We see that with elephants right now. We see more and more zoos who are committing to elephants, providing more enriched spaces for them, not just large spaces, but places where elephants can make choices about how they live their lives. And that's based on studies we've done, knowing that that's important to elephants.
Well, anyone who's gone to zoos for any length of time has noticed the changes. Fewer animals in cages, more in what look like natural settings. But when you think about what zoos might look like in 10 years from now, how might they be different?
Well, I think that you won't expect to see the same animals at every zoo. I think that there's going to be a regional interest for native species, for one. I think that the investment will be in native species conservation for whatever zoo. And I think that there'll be some other efforts, national and international efforts, conservation efforts, where zoos will focus on species that they've got some experience with that they can really make a difference with. So at Oregon Zoo, it would be with the elephants. Woodland Park Zoo had a wonderful program, a bald eagle recovery program. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. And it will be difficult for a zoo, in my opinion, to exist without that kind of a contribution.
Boy, 40 years is a long time to spend working in zoos. What's the biggest change you've seen?
I think the biggest change I've seen is focused attention to animal welfare. And I mean studying the animals that we have in order to learn how we can care for them better and how we can help contribute to conservation efforts through learning from our animals. And the other is the huge change in conservation and actually taking an active role in it, not waiting for U.S. Fish and Wildlife to come to us, but actually finding species that need attention and taking action and being involved with that. And it's not just zoo staff either. Zoo staff then recruit volunteers, and so the messaging really gets out there. More and more people are involved now in conservation than they were 70 years ago. 70 years ago, we just read about it. Today, we're actively doing it.
That's Mike Keel. He retired a couple of years ago after working at the Oregon Zoo in Portland for 40 years.